After 8 years of teasers, trailers, and rumors, a feverishly anticipated video game is here.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Here's NPR's Ziad Butch.
Cyberpunk 2077 lets players explore the futuristic dystopia of Night City. You play as V, a mercenary who shares his head with an anti-corporate terrorist, played by...
Please welcome Keanu Reeves.
It's difficult to overstate how anticipated this game has been. Development studio CD Projekt Red has a track record of huge hits. And there's also the years of waiting, says game critic Brittany Vincent.
We've been kind of drip-fed information over a very slow period of time. There's been a steady buildup of hype that's kind of reached a fever pitch now.
CD Projekt Red first announced Cyberpunk 2077 8 years ago. When they finally set a release date, April 16, 2020, the hype train chugged full speed ahead, until a tweet from the developer earlier this year slammed on the brakes. Citing a desire to perfect the game, CD Projekt Red delayed the release to September. When the pandemic struck in March, the studio said it wouldn't affect that date. 3 months later, they announced another delay, this time until November. Gamer Harry George planned to take that day off from work, but he was wary.
I should just quickly tweet them and make sure that the release is going through.
The game's Twitter handle responded saying, "Full confirmation." And then 24 hours later, it was delayed again. CD Projekt Red also said it would be ordering its employees into crunch time, an industry term for excessive overtime, despite several promises not to. On Twitter, studio head Adam Badowski called it one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. Harry George was able to get his vacation day back, and he says if Cyberpunk 2077 is good, it will be worth the wait. Ziad Butch, NPR News.